This is Strange Harbor.
4,500 years, 2,500 BC. It's called it's BA 243. It's in a museum in Berlin. It's well dated. Called the Granting of the Plow. But this is what makes this special right here. Solar system, right? Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, in their relative sizes, mind you. Earth, Moon, Mars, and then, what should be here? This should be the asteroid belt. This is Nibiru, folks. Nibiru. Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto as a moon of Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Notice that it's only a little bit bigger than Uranus, Neptune. It's about three times bigger than Earth. Did it occur to any of you that we were looking at a cylinder seal carved 4,500 years ago that had Uranus in it that we only discovered in 1781 when our telescopes got good enough to see it? It had Neptune when we discovered in 1846 when our telescopes got good enough to see it, and Pluto, which we discovered in 1930 when our mathematicians got good enough to tell our astronomers where to look for the thing, because it was so small. What are the Sumerians doing knowing about that? The people living on Nibiru came to Earth and gave us everything that we have, everything that we know, our great culture. What's the proof of that? Is there any proof that any ancient advanced civilization was ever on Earth at any point in the dim or distant past? Yes, the megalithic structures out there, the pyramids, Tiahuanaco, Baalbek, Teotihuacan, Stonehenge, you name it, a couple of dozen of them. All of those are impossible for human beings to recreate today. And yet we are told in another one of these great fantasies that they were somehow created by people in ancient times, ancient Egyptians or ancient Sumerians or anybody. And it's just absolute malarkey, impossible.
Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, and all things strange. This is Strange Harbor.
Well, it's Strange Harbor where we talk about the weird, and Johnny Manson here, my co-host Bill, out today, but the show must go on. And our guests today from the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Michiko Hayashi and her friend Ted Marr, psychic extraordinaire. Now, Ted, we've had you on the show before. And we go way back. Yeah. Maybe you could tell me if we've known each other in past lives, like with so many souls and so many people and so many spirits. Do they ever meet again?
Oh, all the time. All the time, Johnny. People, you run into, you know, it's funny, but, you know, people that you meet, relationships that you have, people, you know, that you're married to, all of those often have past life roots. And, you know, Michi and I, for example, have known each other from Atlantis, at least Atlantis, probably before that, many different lives in Atlantis. And at the time, we knew each other back then. I was a priest and she was part of the royal family.
Oh, wow.
We tried, both of us tried to stop the madness back 12,500 years ago when there was a small, now this may sound familiar, but there was a small military and civil political group who tried to take over the planet, and we failed. We failed to stop them, and they tried, and then they had a nuclear crystalline war where they destroyed much of the planet, and humanity basically had to start all over again.
Wow.
And so we're back here again doing the same thing we did 12,500 years ago, and many of the spirits learned their lesson and are doing good things now. But some of those spirits, you know, like George Bush Sr., he was back in Atlantis, and he was part of that military, as the military-civilian clique way back when. He's passed on now, but there's historical roots for what's going on now. This is, I don't know how many times, the planet is ascending right now, but we're winning the battle, and the tide has turned, and things are getting better here on the planet. So it's an exciting time to be alive, even though I know we have challenges.
What are you two doing right now, just with your lives?
We're both working very hard to make this world a better place.
How do you do that?
Anyway, well, it you meditate a lot, and we try to do it. That's a good question. When people we meet on the street always try to be courteous as best as we can. I mean, we're all human, you know.
Right.
But like if I see a homeless person on the street, I don't ridicule them. Often I'll just give them a couple of bucks, and if I don't have any money, I'll give them some kind words of encouragement. I know from talking to the spirit side of life, to the other side, Johnny, that some of the most important things that people do to help make this world a better place are the small things of helping others as well. And Mitchie, what do you think of what are you doing and how do you make the world a better place?
Okay, what I'm doing is continuing with Dr. Emoto's teachings to keep spreading this message from water, that water has memory and it carries information, and it's water is deeply connected with our consciousness, and because we ourselves, human bodies made up with mostly with water, so if we learn that water is deeply connected to consciousness, and when we are positive, or when we think kindly, or our emotions are in a positive and kind and loving state, then our water within us is creating beautiful crystals, and that it's vibration, and our thoughts are vibration, and everything we think, we feel are vibrations, and they're energy, so it affects not only us, but environment, other people also. So what I do is showing these water crystal pictures that Dr. Emoto has taken, or we also continue to take water crystal pictures in our office, and I share those pictures, show them to all the people that I go around the world, and teach them about the most beautiful energy is love and gratitude. So when we are in a state of love and gratitude, saying thank you and I love you and you're beautiful and being very loving and being grateful, then myself and yourself and everything around us will be shifting to the beautiful vibration, and that everyone will be in harmonious with nature, and this whole earth will be a harmonious and peaceful place. So that's what I've been doing, trying to spread the message and this children's book of Message from Water. And it's the website is www.emoto.com. spelled E-M-O-T-O, EmotoPeaceProject.net. Emoto Peace Project is one word.
You have methods to show how water can affect you, right?
Right, yeah. Every time we wash our hands, we drink water, or we, even when it's raining, water is just has memory. So when we send the beautiful feelings to water, to rain, to well water, to any water we drink, they change and they keep that memory. So that it will be good for you, for your children, for your own environment around your house and everything. On Sunday, next week when I'm there with your group or people, I would like to give you the children's book so that your children can learn from that. And that's a beautiful book, so I'm sure that your children will love that.
So you'll be at the UFO Paranormal Summit down here?
Yes, I will be with Ted.
Oh, and will you'll have your book available to sell, too?
Yes, I will be. I will be bringing many books, so...
Great.
Feel free to come stop by.
Great.
And I wanted to tell you, too, for my conference, my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, for anyone listening today at Strange Harbor, all they have to do is say Strange Harbor when they register, and I'll give them 50% off the registration price.
Wow.
Only $97 for the weekend. Normally it's $197, but I'll knock off $100 for anybody listening today.
Nobody's listening, but thanks anyway. We might have one or two listeners, so. But thanks. That's so generous of you guys to do that. Is this like the fourth, fifth year of doing this Galactic Wisdom Conference?
Sixth year.
Sixth. I was wrong. Now, what is it for, like, any new listeners that aren't familiar with the Galactic Wisdom Conference?
Well, it's a conference that has two sides to it. One's a healing side, spiritual and physical healing, and the other side of the coin is extraterrestrial contact. from beyond this planet. And so I liked having, always loved having Michi there because she does the Hato treatments, which were done by Dr. Emoto before he passed away in October of 14. Dr. Emoto, before he passed, found that everything was Hato or vibration. So if you correct the vibration, make the right vibration for people, Johnny, you can correct lots of things in people, including depression, better relationships with your family. If you're having fights or problems with your dog or cat, you can correct that too. Just joking. But, you know, if you have different physical problems, that can help it as well. And Dr. Emoto, before he passed away in 14, successfully treated, I think, about 10,000 people. Was that right, Mitchie? Mm-hmm. 10,000 people?
Yeah, more than 10,000.
More than 10,000 people with this Hato treatment. It's a special machine where people put their hand on this electronic pad. The machine reads their vibration, and if their vibration's low, they will, for example, program water to up your vibration, to raise your vibration, so you don't have any more problems anymore in that particular area. And it works. And the success rate is phenomenal. It's very, very high success rate. And I think, Michi, you've been doing it now for how long? 10 years or something like
that? Well,
myself, long time?
That's about 5 years.
About now. 5 years now, yeah. So she knows what she's doing. And everyone is welcome listening today to get a Hato treatment at our conference, if she likes. Or we'll also be at your wonderful UFO conference, too, in Ocean Shores next weekend.
Wow. That is great. Now, how did you two meet, if you don't mind me asking?
We met in a dark alley behind a vacant building. No, I'm just kidding.
You're full of jokes today.
I'm in a good mood. I had invited Dr. Emoto on my radio show back in July of 2014. And when Dr. Emoto referred me to Michi to do the arrangements, make up the arrangements for both Dr. Emoto and herself to give a presentation at my first annual Galactic Wisdom Conference back in 14. Well, Dr. Emoto subsequently passed, and I postponed the conference to 15, March of 15. And it worked out fine, and that's where we met. We met during that time. We realized we'd had a past life together in Atlantis, and that we'd known each other for a long time, thousands of years. And that's how we met. Did she want to add anything to that?
No, I think that was how we met.
Yeah, that's how we met.
So I think that's how Dokemoto connected us. He passed away without having met Dokemoto. Personally met Ted, but Ted and I met in person.
Right. So that's how we met, and we've been working together ever since.
That's great. Oh, I know a lot of people that just could use healing, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, psychological, all the other ickle words. And you mentioned a show. What show do you have?
I have a radio show called Out of This World Radio, and I broadcast on Friday afternoons from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. I've been doing it now for 6 years. It's been a wonderful show. I invite people who are healers and UFO people from all over the world. And the purpose of the show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. So that's my radio show, and you can listen on Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. on 1150 a.m. Out of Bellevue. If you're on the Internet, and if you're outside of the Seattle area, you can also listen on the Internet. You can listen live at www.1150kknw.com during the show. And after the show, you can listen to past shows at www.outofthisworld1150.com. So
you're a psychic, and you've talked to people like Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, John F. Kennedy. Anything coming in or anything that like has stuck with you like recently? Any messages? Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. We have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and it's thanks to people like yourself, Johnny, and me, and Michi, and everybody else who are working hard to raise consciousness that the planet, that the vibrations of planet Earth are rapidly rising. And, for example, by this summer, there are parts of the planet which will shift into the fifth dimension. One of the first places to go into the fifth dimension will be Mount Shasta by July of this year. And I actually go to Mount Shasta twice a year. I'll be going early July and late August this year. And people are interested, they're well, more than welcome to contact me. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or they can call me toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 or 509-750-9793. And anyway, we've had a lot of miracle healings happen at Mount Shasta. Last September I was there, and I had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision, Johnny. And one night I was sleeping, and Adama is the high priest of Mount Shasta in Telos. He came to me, and he asked me if I wanted a healing for my eyesight. He said I could see crystal clear spiritually, and he asked me if I wanted to see physically crystal clear, and I said yes. So he healed the eyesight in both eyes. So now I have crystal clear 20/10 vision in both eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, and he did that also with a lady who had fibromyalgia a couple of years ago. She was on my trip, and she's actually the wife of a producer, TV producer at Gaia TV in Colorado. And she was completely healed of fibromyalgia. She doesn't need drugs now. She was sick and tired of taking oxycodone and all these painkillers. And she was transported one night from Mount Shasta into the Hollow Earth, where they bathed her in a golden yellow light. And she was completely healed that night of fibromyalgia and hasn't needed any painkillers or drugs since. It's an amazing place, and if people are interested, they can certainly email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or they can call me, too, at, well, my regular number is 509-750-9793. So the changes are coming. They'll be here before you know it. This is a year of disclosure, where there's going to be many truths being revealed here on the planet. Politicians won't be able to lie to us anymore. They'll have to tell the truth.
Finally.
Yeah, finally, yeah.
Now,
an amazing time.
I recall from one of the last interviews we did with you about the Mount Shasta, and yeah, you had said something about underground and something that happened a long time ago where, like, a civilization went into hiding under Mount Shasta or something. How did that go?
Well, what happened is about 12,500 years ago, the Atlanteans, there was a military civil clique, industrial clique, that tried to control the world with nuclear and crystalline weapons, and everything went haywire when the weapons went off. They destroyed much of the planet, and they also destroyed Lemuria as well, which used to be located out in the Pacific Ocean. And what happened after that explosion and after those attacks, Lemuria came back, and it drifted into the west coast of the United States from Vancouver Island in Canada down to Mount Shasta. And so that's why there's a lot of spiritual energy right now. But what happened is that the remnants of Lemuria escaped to, there's caverns beneath Mount Shasta, and they took their technology. They had very a little, they didn't have much time, but they escaped with about 25,000 people. They did have like 1.3 million people in their civilization out in Lemuria, but they escaped with 25,000 people and all of their technology and established this city called the City of Telos underneath Mount Shasta, and they've been there for, I don't know, 12,000, 13,000 years now. And they're a fifth-dimensional civilization, and that's who we contact with all the time. We also talk to see Sasquatch, and also see lots of UFOs flying around the mountain. It's an amazing place. And Mitchie, you've been there before, and you've seen Sasquatch. You want to tell you a little story about that?
Sure, I saw it energetically. That was early in the morning. I was going to use a bathroom. There's this one.
At this campsite on Mount Shasta.
We have to walk through a forest. So I was going walking toward the bathroom, the restroom. Then I saw Sasquatch walking toward me. And that was an energetic being. And I knew it was Sasquatch. So I looked at him. Then he disappeared.
We've seen the Sasquatch there, and there was one particular young teenage Sasquatch who kept stealing everybody's food in July of last year.
I bet.
Yeah, he liked the potato salad and also the corn. A lady had brought a lot of organic corn, and the corn. We later discovered that several people had camped in the middle of what's called the Sasquatch Highway. It's a path that they use to travel up and down the mountain. We didn't know it at the time, but we sure found out in a hurry because everybody kept hearing all these footprints in the middle of the night. And then we saw the footprints the next morning, and they had even gone to the bathroom outside of one of our tents. So quite an experience.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean by hearing and like feeling the footprints, like when they're running, and it's like some of them are so big that it like shakes the ground. It's insane.
Right, I know it.
But what other things do you guys got going on coming up, you know, besides the Galactic Wisdom Conference and your travels?
Well, we have a conference in the end of June, I believe it's 19th, 20th, and 21st in Tijuana, Mexico. It's the International Conference of Love and Light. We've gone to it before. It's a conference mostly focused on Latin America, although I am giving a presentation in English there. It's headed by a gentleman named Dr. Luis Fernandez. Dr. Fernandez actually is a very interesting man. His mother is Earth human, but his father is from Telos, from the inner Earth. And so he travels. He says he goes to the inner Earth quite a bit. And he always has these wonderful conferences there. We're also going to Peru at the end of May. From May 17th to June 4th, we'll be going actually back to Peru. It'll be my, my fourth time there. I was in Peru last month, and I took a group of people there, and I'll be taking another group of people there at the end of May. The place that we went to last month was a place called Amaro Muro, which is a stargate at the south end of Lake Titicaca, near the Bolivian border. And at this stargate, we walked up there, Johnny, and there was a whole chorus of children singing. We could hear them, but we couldn't see them. We thought that they were in this physical third dimension, but they weren't. They were actually in the fifth dimension from Agartha, and they sang to us the whole time we were there. We never did see them, but we heard them singing.
Wow.
What also happened is that we placed our hands on this stargate. It's a little rock chair on the side of this cliff, and we placed our hands on this in the rock on the stargate, and the rock started turning to jello. And then another gentleman with us was able to see in through the rock into the hollow earth, which I thought was just amazing. During that time as well, several condors flew overhead, and finally when we were leaving, a big Pleiadian ship showed up and showed itself when we were leaving. Pleiadians, of course, are benevolent. Their home base, their home planets are 464 light years from here, and I communicate with them telepathically, and they're with me all the time now, protecting me and Michiko and our work. So those are some of the things. And then going to Mount Shasta, July 1st to the 8th, and then again from August 27th to September 3rd or 4th, the Peru trip. Just costs $497 per person, and then airfare accommodations are extra. But airfare is not too expensive going down to Peru. You can get down there for sometimes $300 or $400 round trip.
Yeah.
And then the Shasta trip costs just $200 per person, and we usually car caravan down. It takes about eight, nine hours from Lithia to get down to Mount Shasta.
Coming up, more with Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project and psychic Ted Marr on Strange Harbor.
You're listening to Strange Harbor, Ghosts, UFOs, Aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor, be strange.
Welcome to Strange Harbor. If you've had an out-of-the-ordinary experience, then come to strangeharbor.net and let us know what it is.
It's Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird. We've been talking to our guests, Michiko Hayashi from the Emoto Peace Project and psychic Ted Marr. Now, Ted, you were talking about inner Earth. I'm picturing, like, Middle Earth from, like, The Hobbit.
Yeah, it's like that, actually.
Yeah?
It's like that. They have an artificial sun down there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down to the into the Hollow Earth many times on the astral plane and talked to the people of Telos, but there's no shadows in this sun. And the sun itself is golden yellow light. It's a fifth-dimensional civilization, so that what that means is that people communicate telepathically. They're a little larger than we are. They're human like us, but they're a little larger and slightly stockier. And the other thing, too, is that all the colors are much brighter than they are here. Reds are redder, greens are greener, blues are bluer.
Yeah.
And so when you look at, for example, a rose, and they have flowers down there, you look at a red flower, a red rose down there, it's not only larger, but also more vibrant. The colors are more intense. I don't know if you've been to Colorado, but like if you go up high up in the Rockies, you'll get the same kind of thing where the air is rarefied and there's fewer oxygen molecules. You'll see the colors are always brighter. If you've gone to Tibet or northern India, Ladakh area, it's the same phenomenon. But that's what it's like. Fifth dimension is like where the colors are very intense and all the colors are much brighter.
I was going to ask you what the difference between like the third dimension and the fifth dimension. Is it like floors on a building or something? Or
kind of like that. As you go higher, currently there's 12 different dimensions on this planet. And we exist here in the third. The fourth dimension is time. And the fifth dimension is where Telos and the Hollow Earth are located. In Christianity, when people talk about heaven, heaven is actually in the fifth dimension. That's heaven right there.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful place. The time is not the same as it is here in this third dimension. So if people go to the fifth dimension, and they have, I had a group of Koreans go into Telos and the fifth dimension in August of 2016. When they went into the Telos, they felt like they were gone maybe an hour, but it turned out to be gone for maybe 10 hours because time moves much, it's different there in the fifth dimension. Time moves much slower. People also live for at least 1,000 years, sometimes up to 25,000 years in the higher dimensions, and they get to the point where they can leave their body at will, where they don't have to have a physical. There is a physicality in the fifth dimension, but it's not like this physicality here. So, the different dimensions, Johnny, are a fascinating topic. As you go higher, at the 12th dimension is where the Supreme Being or God is located, who created all of this. And as you go higher in the dimensions, actually, you get more and more light. We become light bodies at the very top of the dimensional ladder. At one time, all of humanity on this planet was in the 11th dimension or 12th dimension part of God. And then we decided, as a group, collectively, to come down to this third dimension, relearn all of our lessons, if you will, in third dimension, and then climb up the ladder again toward the 12th dimension where God is. So we're in third now, but we're rapidly going into what's called the fourth and then the fifth. As one example of that, for many thousands of years, we were the human residents of planet Earth was something like 7.8 hertz. The Schumann residence is after a German scientist named Schumann, who discovered it, I think, back in the 20s or 30s. And it's the resonance or frequency of planet Earth. In September of 2016, that frequency doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.7 hertz. And it's gone just higher and higher and higher since that time. There are parts of the planet now which are exceeding 500 hertz, actually. And that's significant because the frequency of love is 528 hertz.
Love has a frequency?
Love has a frequency of 528. Hold on. Mitchie, could you grab the 528 hertz tune for it? Yeah, I'll play it for you. We've got 528 hertz tuning forks, Johnny, and when you hit it, it sends love everywhere, the frequency. So Mitch, you've gone. I've asked you to go grab a tuning fork. If you can't find hers, I've got one. But when you hit it, it sends love and light everywhere. What we do is that I sell these tuning forks with a crystal from Lemuria, from Mount Shasta. And the crystals themselves have been blessed by Adama and the high priests of Lemuria. So that when you hit one of these tuning forks with one of these crystals, you get a double double whammy of the frequency. Mitchie, why don't you go ahead and she's gonna hit this tuning fork. It's got the 528 hertz with this Lemurian crystal. Go ahead and hit it, Mitchie. Okay, could you hit it again? One more time.
And you will have these available when you're down here in Ocean Shores next weekend?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will.
Oh,
yeah,
great. You get a double dose of love.
You get a double dose of love. So if anyone out there who needs a double dose of love, we'll have it available for them.
You know, these evolution people that say this is all one big accident, but then, you know, now science is even saying, you know, everything is just too perfect for this all to be an accident. And you guys kind of say this whole thing is not an accident, right?
Oh, no, yeah. My friend Albert Einstein on the other side, who I speak with frequently, says that God doesn't play with dice, and we do live in a deterministic universe, so things happen for a reason. And if you say that everything is just there's no predetermined, and you know, that leaves out the possibility of a higher force, of a supreme being, if you will. And I do believe in a supreme being, and I do believe in higher in angels, and that there are good entities out there that are here to help us. There are bad entities too. You have to keep stay away from and protect yourself from, but there's a lot of good entities out there, and unfortunately God's been taken out of much of government and society, but not in a I don't look at God in a religious sense. I look at it as kind of like a spiritual sense, that there's actually, all of us I think have the God within us. If you resonate with that, you can plug into some beautiful angels and get some help for whatever you might need help with.
You think it's our egos that don't want to admit that there's like this higher being that knows more than us, that's better or more pure than us or something like that?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes people get stuck in the third dimension. Michiko, what do you think?
In Japan, we say we have always protecting angels or guardians, and we always appreciate them. And also, what Dr. Emoto used to say, that water is God, because water is sending out the message from God. So we do, I mean, without knowing that there is a supreme being or the creator, why are we here? How could we become a human being? So, and why is this earth, why universe so perfect? So I do believe in this unseen energy or supreme being.
One thing very important for people, I'd like to mention this, Johnny, if I may. There's two ways people actually have two brains. They have one logical mind, which they use, that's mostly third-dimensionally oriented. And there's also a second brain, if you will, called your heart mind, located in your heart, which earth scientists say that it's like 2,000 times stronger than your logical mind. And they say, my spirit friends on the other side, Johnny, tell me that if you follow what your heart mind tells you to do, you'll never be wrong. Sometimes you may get the message not quite right, but if you always follow your heart mind, you'll never be wrong. So that's how I look at you know, whether we're here, whether things are predetermined, and I do believe in a supreme being.
Why do you think, like, okay, we have these planets in our solar system, there's aliens out there somewhere, but why do you think they're so far away instead of, you know, why isn't Jupiter populated with aliens and Mars and any of the other planets in our solar system?
Well, that's a good question, Johnny. Actually, what my friends in the Hollow Earth tell me, they say that many of the planets in this solar system are populated, but they're populated beneath the surface.
Ah.
So the surface itself is not a really safe place to be. Earth is one of the only or few planets in the universe in this solar system that's actually populated on the surface. There is also surface life on Mars as well. Mars itself used to be populated by humans until it was destroyed. Not all the life, but a lot of the life was destroyed when a planet called Marduk exploded about a half a billion years ago. The planet itself was destroyed in a war between the reptilians and the Galactic Alliance. There's basically two groups, by the way, of extraterrestrials who visit Earth. One's good, one's bad. The good ones are called Galactic Alliance, and the bad ones are called the reptilians. But they were they had a war about a half a million years ago, and they destroyed this planet, Marduk. And Marduk today is actually the asteroid belt in the middle of our solar system beyond Mars. But the asteroid belt itself are bits and pieces of this old super planet. Marduk was an Earth-like planet where humans existed, and there was this conflict between people of Mars and Marduk itself, and they ended up destroying each other. The reptilians got involved, and they blew up Marduk. But it's a long story, and again, getting back to your question, Johnny, there are ETs here. They're actually among us. Some of the people here are actually ETs. They're either extraterrestrials, Johnny, or their souls are not from Earth. Actually, I think everybody is from somewhere else on this planet.
Yeah.
So, I've become quite good at pinpointing orbiting UFOs out in the sky. And if people come to my conference, or when we're at your wonderful UFO conference next week, if people want to come over to my table, and if it's evening time, I'll bring them outside, and I'll point out the ships. I can show them the ships outside. I'm pretty good. They're always around me, protecting me now. So, and I can bring them out, and I'll show people where they are.
So you mentioned the reptilians. I've heard of the reptilians before, but why do you think they're such jerks? Why are they bad?
Well, there's a dichotomy on this planet that's ending now between good and bad, and service to others and service to self. The reptilians, well, how can I explain? The reptilians are negative, are a tyrannical negative civilization. They feed off of war, hatred, and fear. And so, they've been involved with the U.S. government, unfortunately, since March of 1954, when President Eisenhower was coerced into signing an agreement with the reptilians that in exchange for some of their advanced technology to fight the Russians at the time during the Cold War, that they would be allowed to abduct and study us as humans. The Galactics are a different civilization. They are service to others based upon love and harmony. That's kind of like a thumbnail sketch of them, but the reptilians, as planet Earth rises in frequency, the reptilians are losing their power, and they're also being forced off the planet through a policing action by the Galactic Alliance. So they will not be here past... There are some reptilians left on planet Earth, but they will not be allowed to stay past the end of this year. And the entire planet itself will shift into the fifth dimension by 2024 or in 2025 at the latest, with the next couple of years. So it's going to be a very different world, a good world though, Johnny. And your kids will have a beautiful, bright future ahead of them.
Boy, I hope so. Okay. Do you think things like this coronavirus, do you think that these are artificially made by like tyrannical or evil governments, or do you think it's Mother Nature trying to thin the herd?
The virus itself is a manufactured virus, I believe, to decrease the world's population. I read on the internet where Bill Gates created the virus. and he's also created the vaccine for it as well. A guest on my show, Alex Collier, last Friday on my radio show said that the reason why the Chinese government's been reacting the way they have on it is that there's another secondary virus that's been released within the population of Wuhan that is like Ebola, where it disintegrates people's internal organs. And that's something that the government's not telling people. But I think their efforts are going to fail. I think we'll have it contained. The virus itself, I've been told, is no more dangerous than the regular flu. And also, it's a way to put fear into people and control them. Mitchie, your opinion on that?
I think it's to give a lot of fear to people, so that everyone's vibration will be low. When the vibration is low, we resonate with this low vibration, and that's what we have. When we are in a higher vibration, the low vibration cannot interfere with our vibration. So I think the intent, one of the intents, is to lower the vibration of people, which is by creating fear and worrying and all that, I think.
One of the tricks of the negative forces here on the planet, Johnny, is to create a problem and then create a solution for it. The coronavirus, in my opinion, is a manufactured virus designed to create a problem so that people will willingly submit to government control and vaccinations, which already have been proven in many cases to be harmful to people's health. I look at the coronavirus being extinguished here in the next 6 to 12 months, and it'll pass into history like a flu epidemic. I hope it doesn't become an epidemic, but like the common flu. I mean, a lot of people die from the flu every year, but there's no panic about that.
Right.
Suddenly,
thousands of people die of the flu every year, and nobody says anything, really.
Right. Nobody says anything. It's like, ho-hum. You know, why is the coronavirus suddenly so different? Unless it's a pretext for the world governments to vaccine also. And Bill Gates makes money both ways. He created the virus. And he also created the vaccine for it too, so he makes money on the out part of it. So everybody is, the perception is, governments to force people to make these vaccinations. So I don't trust what the information is coming out of China about it. I trust my galactic friends about what's going on and what they're telling me. But I think it's not as big a problem as people make it out to be.
Right.
It will be corrected by the end of the year. That's what I'm looking at. If you look at it, if you believed everything in the media.
Oh my gosh.
Not, you would have. Nobody does either. Did you know, for example, that the Cartoon Channel here in the United States has more viewers than CNN does now? Because people don't trust CNN.
Right.
They look at it as a propaganda voice.
That's exactly.
For negative entities.
I could believe it.
Nobody trusts anything that they come out with anymore. It just kind of lost credibility. So.
I think more people should be concerned about big tech, too. You know, like Google and Facebook and the big tech companies, too. Now, what's your opinion and the Galactic Council, their opinions on the world government, the Illuminati, that kind of thing?
I look at the Illuminati as they're allied with the negative forces. They've been given a choice. They can either come along and ascend with the new Earth, and some have changed sides, and some are coming along, and others who just don't want to change, the negative entities, the negative forces, there's actually a planet, a sister Earth planet that's been created on the other side of this solar system in the same orbital path as this planet Earth. I don't know if it's got a name yet, but it is there. And negative entities like George Bush Sr. have already gone there, as well as John McCain. And negative entities have already gone there. And the Supreme Being has decreed that they'll be there for the next 25,800 years, or one Mayan cocoon cycle, to work out their karma. And so they've already left. But I see you ascending, you and your family ascending, and this myself, and this is my last lifetime here on planet Earth. And for those entities who are spiritually ascending, they'll be given a choice at the end of this lifetime whether they want to come back to Earth, but it'll be in the fifth dimension this time, not third, or they can go back to their home planet. Many of us are here from the Pleiades. I'm from the Pleiades. So is Michiko. And as you as well. And so people are going back now to their different planets. They'll have a chance to go back to different planets if they want. Anyway, Michi, what's your take on this?
I think everybody is ascending also, but each individual person has karma. And if it's negative karma, we have to pay. And we're here to create our positive karma so that it will bring our family, friends, everyone in better situation. And so I think if everybody learns how to live in service for other people, then their karma will be positive and the world will be better.
Well, lucky you that this is your last time, your last go-around on Earth then, huh?
Yeah, it's my last time here. I can come back if I want, but I want to go back to the Pleiades. Personally. Michi, have you decided what you'd like to do?
No, I do like this third world, dimensional world. So I do enjoy being around people physically. I do enjoy having wonderful dinner with friends and family physically. And I do enjoy things that I have and I appreciate it. So I think I do enjoy being here in the third dimensional world. I do want to go back and forth, though, the fifth and higher, and come back to the third also. I want to be able to go back and forth.
And you'll be given a choice too, Johnny. So all of us will be.
I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. I wish Billy was here right now, but he's under the weather, so, you know.
I'm so sorry. Well, let's send him some love and light, and hopefully that'll make him feel better.
Yeah. You know, I wake up every morning and thank whoever that I woke up, because the alternative doesn't, it's probably greater, but for now I'm happy just to have another day, you know?
Sure. Right. Well, I know how you feel.
Right.
I know exactly how you feel, Johnny. Well, and I think all of us should be grateful to be alive.
And I am too.
Yeah. If people, we can't wait to be at your conference next week. So we're going to be at the Galactic Wisdom Conference. Our website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. If people want more information, just email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or they can also call me on my cell at 509-750-9793 or 1-888-879-8339. And Michi, could you give out your Emoto Peace Project website again?
Thank you. It's www.emoto peaceproject.net. It's one word.
Thank you both for talking to me today.
Our pleasure, Johnny. We love your work, and you're helping to raise the vibrations of this planet. And we're all of us working together now. You, me, Michi, everybody listening to this show today, all agree, I think, on making this world a better and happier place. So I'm so happy that that's happening now. So.
I'll see you next weekend.
Okay, my friend. We'll see you there, Johnny.
See you next weekend. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. You have a wonderful day.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Strange Harbor. If you would like to contact the show, yell at Bill for his new H2E, just log on to strangeharbor.net.
You're listening to Strange Harbor, ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor, be strange.